Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through August 27. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's get going with this podcast, which covers about 3 weeks. This will probably be our last podcast that covers more than 1 week, but I'll probably decide that once we see how much is happening from week to week. We'll see if it's the end of the summer slowdown, but we most certainly hope it's the end of the summer heat wave. Jeez. Before getting to event listings, I will note the feedback opportunities and other resources section of the podcast calendar. I mentioned these activities in the last podcast, so I won't mention them all now. I'll just note that if you want to vote on a limericks contest or a parks photo contest, you can use the links we provide to do so. Something fun and light to get started. Okay, so let's get going with our calendar of activities. First, we'll note that the Texas sales tax holiday is coming up on August 11th, 12th, and 13th. There's no sales tax on items less than $100 relating to the return to school. So a savings on things such as clothes, shoes, school supplies, etc. Again, for this episode, we have a lot to share relating to civic engagement. The Travis County Voter Registrar, Bruce Elfond, hosts Deputy Voter Registrar trainings on August 7th and 19th. Relating to safety, the City of Austin hosts an emergency preparedness pop-up event for City Council District 3, which is the district represented by Councilmember Jose Velasquez. Also, the group We're All Neighbors hosts the North Austin Safety Summit at St. Mark's United Methodist Church on August 12th. The City of Austin continues budget town hall meetings for each City Council district. District 7 has its budget town hall on August 7th, and District 5 has its budget town hall on August 9th. Votes by the Austin City Council on the budget will take place on August 16th, 17th, and 18th, but not all three meeting dates may be needed. State Representative Gina Hinojosa hosts a town hall on August 19th at the Austin Rec Center. Moving on to voting. Asian Texans for Voting are putting on an event that will outline trends in voting for Asian Americans in the 2022 election based on exit surveys. The event takes place at the Asian American Resource Center. Before we touch on other event categories, there are a couple of other safety, justice, and engagement-related events. The City of Austin recently launched the We All Belong campaign aimed at combating hate in our community. An event to help build strong relationships across our community takes place on August 12th and is called Party at the People's House, since it takes place at City Hall. And August 25th is Ukrainian Independence Day. The Liberty Ukraine Foundation hosts an event at Sagarundi Hall at Schultz's Garden in commemoration of Ukrainian independence and to raise funds to provide aid to Ukraine. We don't usually advertise fundraisers, but given that the stakes associated with this war are so very high, we made an exception for this. Wow, so that's quite a bit on safety, justice, and engagement, so we'll have to move a little quickly with our other sections. On the health front, Central Health hosts community conversations on their yearly investments called Your Voice, Your Tax Dollars, Your Healthcare. Input opportunities as part of these conversations are on August 17th and 22nd. And another opportunity is that Integral Care hosts a training on mental health first aid. So you can sign up for free, I believe, if you're interested in receiving that kind of training. Regarding basic needs, Austin Transit Partnership hosts its annual update on Project Connect, you know, the light rail project, and that event's on August 21st. There are also a couple of housing-related events, the How to Buy a Workshop or How to Buy a House workshop on August 24th, and a screening and community dialogue about the documentary A Decent Home on August 26th. In terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion, I'll just mention that the Pride Parade and Pride Festival take place on Saturday, August 12th. The festival takes place all day at Fiesta Gardens, and the Pride Parade starts at 8 p.m., starting on Congress Avenue and winding its way to the Warehouse District. We move on to economic opportunity. Workforce Solutions hosts the Getting Back to Work Job Fair on August 10th at their North Career Center. While that is a standalone event, the following are recurring events. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high-need and high-demand industries. Training orientations for healthcare take place Mondays. Training orientations for information technology take place Wednesdays. And training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. In addition, each Wednesday, Workforce Solutions hosts an information session on the opportunity to become a certified production technician. And each Thursday, they hold a training session to help jobless individuals in Travis County go through rapid retraining, receiving a stipend and other kinds of supports. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as we'll mention the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. Also on August 13th, the Texas Farmers Market at Mueller will include activities commemorating National Farmers Market Week. In terms of artisan markets, we've hit a bit of a dry spell, so to speak, during this three-week period, probably due to the stifling heat. On August 19th, Cedar Park does host its monthly market day, and on August 12th, the Austin Flea does set up at the Pint House Brewing. And here are our fun and free features for this podcast. Summer movies in the park and summer concerts continue. I won't list them all, but I'll note that movies in the park and concerts in the park continue in San Marcos through August 11th. The Austin Symphony continues its free summer concert series each Sunday at the Long Center through August 20th. Peace Park has live music on August 25th, and Waterloo Park will have its final Friday Flick on August 18th. Other interesting activities include Free Day at the Blanton Museum on the second Tuesday, which is August 8th. Texas Nature Loteria, or Texas Nature Bingo, will be offered at Zilker Brewing and presented by the Texas Land Conservancy. And the Golden Goose Bar hosts a 50th birthday celebration for hip-hop music. A great milestone. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Ken's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of Ken and are any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.